Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hey, is this Jordan?
Yeah.
Hey, Jordan, this is Sam Jones from the Arbor Design Agency, sir. How are you?
Hey, good. How about yourself?
I'm okay. Thank you for asking, right? Let me introduce myself. Actually, I'm the head of the department over here in the Arbor Design Agency. So I hope you remember that yesterday you signed up with us, right, regarding your website security and something. And you spoke with Jane, right? And today you were speaking with one of my colleagues regarding something. I'm not sure about that, but actually he forwarded the request to call you. So if you don't mind, sir, so can you let me know what happened, like why you had like what problem are you facing to dealing to talking with one of my colleagues who just called you?
Roger, I think it was Roger I spoke with.
Yes, Roger.
He's good. He did a good job. He did what he was supposed to do. It's just the pricing on everything. It just didn't make sense at the time. This is
Okay.
like our this is towards the beginning of our conversation. It just didn't make sense what he was quoting me, the number he was quoting me. But later on, he went down on the pricing. But by that time, man, I'm already like in conversation with other companies, and they're willing to provide me a little bit more and stuff like that. So I think I'll just I'm just kind of doing more shopping around at this point.
So what he explained you, like what he let you know about what thing actually when you spoke with Jane, right? So you were here for the SSL thing, right? Only for the SSL. I'm right. So
But
we
then
just
I
we
couldn't I couldn't just do that because I don't have the credentials. I don't have all the credentials to sign in to like my cPanel and all that kind of stuff. I don't have all that. So
Okay,
we were
can
gonna
you
just create.
can Can you let me know one thing if I will help you out in this case, right? Did you purchase this domain? Domain
Say it
name,
again.
which is mtowncendent.com, right? Is this your domain, right? And did you purchase it or someone else purchased for you?
Well, someone else purchased for me. I gave them the money. Someone else made it for me.
Someone else, and who's that person?
They're from a whole different country.
Okay, and when they provide you the website, did you they provide you any username and password for that? Of your WordPress?
Yeah, they did, but I tried to sign in myself and it didn't work.
If you don't mind, can you provide me that username only? What was the username?
For what, cPanel?
Not for the cPanel. I'm asking for the WordPress website. Like, once you open your website, so you definitely go to the admin panel to put your username and password for the WordPress. Did you ever
Okay, yeah,
log
can I
in?
ask? Yeah, I've logged in, but can I ask, what are you trying to figure out? Because I really don't want to waste my time anymore. I just want the refund because I'm getting a little tired and.
So actually that's the reason I'm trying to figure out, like at this point, like we need to just apply the SSL on your website. So we will go ahead and apply the SSL on your side, and you will just walk with it, like the service that you have signed up for the SSL. We will go ahead and apply the SSL, and then you are saying you are getting the website a different company or something, so you can go from there.
Well, yeah, because I can't, I don't think I can make any changes, right? Because I don't have the credentials and the sign-in information to make changes. I mean,
No, you have that.
I have the
Exactly.
WordPress sign-in, yeah.
That is the only thing you needed for the making the changes. Who is telling you that thing you want the
Well,
cPanel access and other access to make the changes?
yeah, I mean, that's what they were telling me.
If the other person is the other company is telling you this thing, I think he's making
No,
you.
you guys told me that.
Who told you that? The Roger told you?
A few people, yeah, not just Roger, a few.
Actually, I just spoke to Roger right before this call, so he's mentioned to me you don't have the WordPress access as well. That's why he mentioned to you this thing. But at this moment, you are saying you have the WordPress access. And if you have
yeah,
the
I don't
WordPress
have,
access,
yeah, I just don't have the cPanel access. I have WordPress, just not cPanel.
That doesn't matter if you don't have the cPanel access. That's fine. You have the WordPress access, right? A username and password. That's it. We can go ahead and make those changes. And even you can do it by your own self. Even we will provide you the complete training as well. It is very easy and user-friendly thing, right? So you don't need to worry about that. If you don't have the cPanel access, that's fine. You have the WordPress access, that's fine. You can provide us the WordPress access. I will let you know how to deal with the WordPress and how to make the changes over the WordPress and how you can enter into your cPanel through your WordPress. Right, so you don't need to worry about anything. I will let you know each and every time why you're wasting more and more money to pay other company for the new website. In the same website, I can get a solution for you, and you can go ahead and make all the changes over your site without wasting
and
any
you can
more
add,
money.
You can add the you can secure it through the WordPress.
Of course, we can do that.
Man, I wish I would have spoke to you earlier.
Right, it just depends on the experience, Freddie. Actually, you know, as you spoke with Jen, right, she's not that much experience. That's why she didn't mention to you these things, right? So I'm as I mentioned to you, I'm the head of the department, and I know such technical stuff, right? So you just share the username and password of your WordPress, and I will let you know how to make the changes on your website. And you know what I can do? If you want to make more changes over the site, we can also do that for you. Without any, you know, extra charges or extra thing. You don't need to worry about anything, buddy. And nobody will call you back for the, ask you for the money or something that you have paid to us, right, for the SSL and security and other stuff. I will go ahead and make apply that service on your website. You don't need to worry about anything, right? I'm here, man. You can save this number. This is my direct line. So you can... Whenever you need to contact me, you can call on this number and ask me. I will definitely get back to you all the things.
Okay, so you can add the SSL. You can also, I just need to change my email that's on the website. You can do that as well?
Yes, we can do that for you, right?
Through WordPress.
Yes, on the WordPress. If you have the WordPress username and password, as you mentioned to me, you have WordPress username and password, right?
Yeah, what's your email? I'll send it to you.
Oh, okay, it's sam.jones.
Oh, it's Sam, let's see.
Sam.jones at Orbit Design Agency.
Okay, yeah, I have it right here. Let's see. Oh, no, this isn't it. All right, 1 second.
And you know what? Let me let you know one more thing, right? This domain is purchased by the GoDaddy.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's the thing. But it was transferred over to Google.
It's already transferred to you?
Yeah, the domain is transferred over to Google, yeah.
That's perfect.
Google, yeah.
That's a perfect thing, right? You have the domain already in your Google account. Do you, right?
Yeah.
That's perfect, buddy. So you can provide me your domain access as well. I can get the cPanel access from the domain. I can easily get it.
Oh, okay.
All right, you can do one thing, right? The domain is already transferred to your Google, right? You just provide me your Gmail account, username and password. I will log in, and I will get your cPanel access as well. We can do that.
Okay. Well, I spoke with cPanel, and they said that you would have to go through GoDaddy to get the cPanel access.
Okay. Actually, your domain is connected with the GoDaddy hosting. That's why they need you. Need to contact with the GoDaddy. Then they will provide you the cPanel access, right?
Well, yeah. But see, the thing is with that though is that the GoDaddy account that made my domain is not my account. It's someone else's account.
Someone else's account, right? Okay, I got your point.
Yeah.
I will figure out those things, right? You just provide me your WordPress username and passwords. I will get into it and I will see what I can do for you, okay? Don't worry about it. You are here, man. I can help you out in all the things and I will provide you the best service.
Okay. Yeah, here I sent it to you.
All right. And have you sent it to me?
Yeah, I sent it to you just now.
Let me see. It's sam.jones@orbitdesignagency.com, right?
Yeah.
Let me see. Omari Jordan, is this you?
Yeah.
Okay, let me see. What's the username and password? What is your username?
The username is the funky looking one.
You haven't mentioned your username. Can you provide me that? There is, I think there is no username there. Can you reshare with me?
Yeah, that's the username right there.
And what is the password?
The password is right under the username.
Oh, okay. Let me try it. No, it's not.
It's not.
I think username could be a name, I guess. There is very
Okay, yeah,
specific
here, give
numbers.
me a second. Yeah, give me a second. Hold on.
Sure. Hey, are you with me?
Yeah.
And by the way, the hosting, you got it from somewhere else, and are you paying them monthly, I guess? Are you?
No.
You're not paying
At least
anything for the hosting?
I don't think so. Hold on 1 second.
I believe so. You are keep paying monthly to them.
Yeah.
I believe so.
Is that how GoDaddy works? You pay monthly?
Exactly, they are. Definitely they are. They have a monthly subscription model. Once you purchase that, the monthly or the yearly, they charge you. They charge you automatically.
Okay, give me 1 second. I have to figure some things out. Give me a second.
Sure, no problem.
Yeah.
I'm holding the line. Hey, are you with me?
Yeah, I am. I'm just trying to. Here, just give me a second.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Alright, so are you figuring out the username and password?
Yeah, so for WordPress, here, I have the...
I'm sure about that. Might be they shared the cPanel access with you as well.
Yeah, but here's the WordPress. Here, let me send it
okay.
to you.
And might be they shared with you the cPanel access, I guess. Might be possible.
I'm sorry?
Might be they shared cPanel access with you as well. Can you check your emails, last emails? Might be you will get it.
Okay, yeah, one second.
Mm-hmm. Write it down, cPanel, so might be you will get that email.
Okay, hello?
I'm here.
Yeah.
Yep.
I sent you the email with all the info.
Okay. Let me see. Just give me one moment. Did you share it?
I'm sorry?
Did you send it?
Yeah, I sent it.
The C-PAN access is not working most properly.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Actually, they changed your password.
I see.
Mm-hmm. They changed that, and why did they change it? By the way, where did you purchase that? Actually, the password is some of...
I'm sorry?
Let me do it. Let me try.
I think that's probably why it'll be best to switch everything over as well.
Actually, what happened, you know, the hosting that you purchased from, they haven't allowed to update the SSL there. That's the thing they haven't allowed. They make you something wrong with you, right? That's why they haven't allowed you update the SSL on your site.
Oh, I see. So I would just have to create a new... Can I keep the same domain and create a new website, or...?
You can. You do have the domain access, right? Or you don't?
Yeah, I have the domain access on my Google, yeah.
You have that, right? So let's do one thing. I have a solution for that. I have your website WordPress access, right?
Yeah.
I can do one thing. You can leave the hosting from them, right? Because you don't have the cPanel access. Even you cannot create your email addresses and other stuff. Because right now you are using only one email, which is support at mtownsendan.com, right? So
yeah, that's not even the right email though, but yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So you have only email, one email address, and you don't have any more email, and you don't have any point of contact for that person, right, who provided the hosting. So why you are keep hosting with them, right? You just change the hosting. So I can allow, I can offer you, right, you can get the hosting from us. We will provide a complete cPanel access along with the username, password, and unlimited business emails as well. How many emails would you like to create? You can go
well,
ahead.
Well, I've already... Yeah, I've already got a business email with Google already, so that's
Google,
fine.
Right?
That's
and you are keep paying to
yeah.
Google.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so we are not charging for anything for the emails. Like each and everything included in the hosting server. And this is a one-time cost. There is no more monthly or yearly charges. It's a one-time cost. And you can create how many emails would you like to. There is no monthly.
Well, here's the thing. Before, okay. Here's the thing, man. Before we move on to anything else, I need to know if you can take care of the SSL for me and everything first. That's all I care about. The emails, I don't care about. Everything else, I don't care about. I just need the SSL and basically just a new, I guess, a new website or whatever at this point.
You want new website or what do you mean?
Okay, so it won't allow you to update the SSL, right?
Yes, because in the back end of the cPanel, they have restrict that. We can do figure out these things, right? But as the point, once we will go ahead and update the SSL, right? And after that, what you will be do? Because you will not have the cPanel access of your email.
Okay, so
after
yeah, okay.
That, mm-hmm.
Yeah, the cPanel access to the email and stuff, I don't care about because I don't use that anyway. I don't use that.
Mm-hmm.
But my question to you is, can I keep the same domain and you create another website?
Yes,
with
we
the
can
same domain.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Yeah. That's yeah. Okay. Yeah, and that's all I care about. Are you able to? And right, and so that's why Roger quoted me at the price that he quoted me at.
Okay.
Yeah, because you're gonna have to create. He quoted me $1,100.
Okay.
That was the first time.
Okay.
Yeah, but then later on he went down. After I spoke with a different company, and
mm-hmm.
I was telling him that I just wanted a refund because, you know, I just kind of wanted to do more research and figure out what can be done for my situation first
mm-hmm.
before I move on to a different company.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
I do understand. So how much they are offering to you? What code did you get it from the other company?
$500.
And how much
mm-hmm.
you have already paid to us? That is the $500 they quoted to you. Is only for the design and development of the site, right?
No. It's the design, development, the SSL,
and
the content management system.
Okay. And what about the hosting?
And the hosting as well, I believe, yeah.
Can you check it out? Because I don't think that the hosting is included there.
Yeah, let me see.
Yep.
I'm going to have to, I don't think they put that in here. I'm going to have to call them and ask them and see. But, Yeah, I'm gonna have to call him and ask him and see. You want me to give you a call back and see and let you know? Or actually, you know what?
Okay, but because as you mentioned,
hold on, give me 1 second.
Sure.
I'm gonna send a text. Give
sure.
me 1 second. I'm gonna send a text.
Take your time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it includes 1 year hosting, yeah.
Fabulous package, okay. And okay, let's make a deal with you now. How much you had paid? You paid $324, right? You will pay the same amount to me, right? I will go ahead and create the same thing and I will provide the same things to you. Same to same, same package. What they are offering
Can
you.
you?
I can do that, but if I say to you, because we are talking since 20 or 25 minutes, right? We have been good
Yeah,
relations
yeah.
now, right? We have been a good relationship now. No, you have understand me as well, and I have understand you as well. Can you pay $600 total? Like more you will pay $276.
I'm sorry.
Like if you will go with the same package, you can pay to us extra $276.
276. So let me see. Let's see. Does that come with SEO optimization and everything?
SEO optimization is different thing, so it's not included in the package. SEO optimization is a different department. It's a different thing, totally different program.
Yeah.
For the SEO,
Well,
if you want SEO optimization, I can connect you with the SEO department, and they will guide you accordingly. But that would be the separate call.
is that that would be a separate cost, you said?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. You know what? Yeah, I'm gonna have to get my refund from you guys. I have to move
Why?
forward with that.
Why?
Well, the other there's another company that's offering SEO optimization. I mean, I can't tell you how good it is. It may not
No,
be all that
let me
great.
explain
You
you.
know what I mean?
They
I don't
are
know.
providing on-page SEO optimization, and we are also doing an on-page optimization. This is a standard thing. This is a mandatory thing. It's always included in all the packages. There is
Oh,
nothing.
okay, so you do offer that.
All right. This SEO on-page optimization is a mandatory thing. It's always included in the package. But the off-page optimization is a totally different thing. There is two kinds in the SEO, the on-page or the off-page. I'm talking about the
I see.
on-page, right? On-page is already included in there. On-page SEO means like a week away, a meta tags or meta title descriptions, a speed optimization and that stuff, right? This is a normal thing. It's already mandatory thing. It's included there. Right, so let's do and move forward, right? So you can pay only just $276, and we will create a new site on the ho on our hosting and all that stuff, right?
Yeah. No, it's fine, man. If I could just get my refund.
We are providing the same thing what you were asking. Even if
Yeah. Hey, look, man. I just went
you
through this with
cannot.
Roger,
I just leave the
and I don't
order,
want to go
right?
through
Just
this.
leave the order. Just leave the order. You will deal with me directly. Just leave the order. I'm the head of the department. I have the complete authority to do anything whatever I want to be, right? I have a complete
Yeah.
authority.
Yeah.
I can do anything
No, I hear you,
whatever I
man.
want, right?
Yeah, I'm sure.
You don't need to pay the $276. So you just pay the same amount, which is the $176, to make it $500 total, and we will provide you the complete site. Because you already paid $324 with us, right? Minus 500 is remaining, it's $176. You will pay $176 to us, right? The 500 in total, I will provide you the same thing, the same designs, each and everything. You will get it from us with 1 year hosting, each and everything. No problem.
Hey, man, can you just, I hear you, but if you could just give me my refund back, I would appreciate it. No worries, man. Like, I'm sure you're good at what you do, but I just need my refund back.
There is no matter for the refund case, right? We are not denying your request, right? We are not denying your request. But the thing is that at this point, the same thing you will invest to your other company, you have already signed up and your amount is already under process, right? But at this moment, what you want, I'm providing to you the same thing, right? In the same
Yeah,
amount.
but I don't. Yeah, no, I hear you, but
Right, and you were
I don't
talking
need.
about the Roger. Just leave the Roger, right? He's interning over here, right? So just leave the Roger. That's why I'm on the call with you, and I'm keep speaking with you. I'm speaking with you
Yeah,
since
no,
yesterday. Is
yeah,
it?
Roger is good. Roger is good.
All right,
Nothing
just
wrong with
leave the
Roger.
Roger.
He's
You don't
good.
want to
Yeah.
deal with the Roger, and nobody will call you back for the more money. Just leave everyone. And you know what? I'm basically I don't deal any project without being ahead of the runner, but I will take care of this project personally, and I will definitely fulfill your requirements and provide you the best thing as well. And you know that I'm a developer designer as well, so I will design your website by my own. So you don't need to worry about that anything, right? So whatever the amount, and even what I'm saying to you don't need to pay $170 at this time right now. Once I will complete your site, then you will pay the rest amount. I'm not saying to you that you just provide me pay this amount, $176 remaining. No, you don't need to pay right now. You don't need to pay right now. You will pay once your website will complete it. And your website is nothing, right? Within 5 to 7 days, within 5 days, right? Or maximum 6 days,
Yeah,
I will go ahead.
here's the thing. What's your name, man?
Sam Jones.
Sam, right, Sam. Okay. Sam, at this point, the fact that you have to give this much of a discount because it went from basically it went from 2,000 down to 500. I don't even feel right with that because now I feel like, you know, you might just not give me your best quality. You get what I'm saying?
No, actually,
So
at this point, why I'm doing this? At this point, to save you, right? Because you already sign up with us, and we don't want to lose you. That is the main purpose. My main purpose is that we don't want to lose you. That's the
But
main.
I've never had a company fight so hard over a refund.
As I mentioned to you, the refund is not a part. Refund is not a part. It's not a problem. The point is that we don't want to lose any customer. It's our reputation. It's about all about our reputation, right?
Oh yeah, I mean, you guys, I'm
To
sure
us,
you guys do well.
yes, definitely we will, and we will show you that. Once we will share the
Right.
design with you, and you will definitely love that design, and I'm sure about that. I'm damn
Yeah, I hear you.
sure, right? And why we are keep trying to you, right? Because we don't want to lose you. It just depends on our reputation. Because you'd come to us, right? And after 1 day or after a minute, you're wanting a refund. So actually, this is hurt our reputation. This is reputation credibility, right? That's the thing. This depends. You know that, right? Once you will. We don't have problem to refund your amount, but it depends our reputation. Our reputation goes down, right? So I don't want to do that, seriously. So I'm being honest with you, right? I don't want to lose our reputation in front of you or in front of others. This is,
Well,
we have.
if your whole reputation is dependent on me, then something is wrong.
No,
I'm
it's
just
not
only one
depending on
merchant.
you. No, it's not depending on you. It's depending on the customer relationship. That's the main thing. It's our terms and condition, our policies, each and everything. It depends all the things, right? That's why. And we are here to provide services. And definitely, we have a customer. You are a customer, and we need to provide you the best service. That's why we are trying to retain you guys, right? That's the thing. So that's why I'm saying to you, right? To just leave all the things. You don't want to deal with Roger, anything else. You don't need to deal them, right? You just deal with me. I will provide it within 5 days for the site, and the site quality would be best. You don't need to worry about the site quality. You don't need to worry about that. Because why I'm saying this, if I will provide you the bad quality, at the end you will want in, you will be asking me for the refund. So what happened? I will waste my time. The 5 days I will invest on you, on your website, it will be wasted. Because at the end you are asking me the same thing. You wanted a refund, right? That's the same thing I don't want. That's why I will provide you the best quality. Once you will have that quality, right, quality works, you will not ask for the refund after the 5 days. And our energy and our resources, we will not waste them, right? We need to satisfy the customer at the end once we will provide the quality product to the customer. Once we will provide the quality product to the customer will satisfy and customer will not ask me for the refund or anything else, or they will not provide me any negative reviews and or anything. So that's the thing.
Yeah, okay.
Whatever the amount you are paying.
Understood. I understand that, Sam. I get it. You want to retain my business. I get it, for reputation. But, Sam, I'm going to be honest with you. I want my refund back.
There is no chance for that, right? Like, we are just talking this since 45 minutes and still you asking me for a refund, right? It seems like I haven't done with, like, our relationship, what we have just created over the call. It's worthless, I guess. I can say this at this moment. Because I'm speaking with you and our relationship is quite good, right? How you are speaking with me and how I am speaking with you, it seems like we are creating a good relationship. So
right.
All right. So I was thinking like you can continue our work, right, with us.
No, I can't.
The reason behind that, if you don't mind. You just let me know the exact reason why you don't want to continue us.
At this point, man, because I'm tired. That's it. I'm just tired of being on the phone and kind of going back and forth. I just want my refund at this point.
Actually, you're breaking up. Did you come again? Can you come again?
Yeah, I said I was tired. I just want my refund.
Tired for what? Like what we have done? We haven't.
Just going back and forth with you guys.
Because
I had already told. Because I told Jane, I think that's her name. I told Jane last week. I said I don't want to sign up just yet. I don't want to pay any money just yet because I have some other things that I have to figure out first. And she just kept, you know, calling me. Just basically what you're doing right now is what she kept doing. She just kept on. And then I ended up paying for it. And then now I'm figuring out that there's more to it than what I actually need. So now I have to go back to the drawing board and just do more research on what to do and how to do it. And now I just need my refund so I could do that. Because I had already told Jane a while ago, I told her, I said, I don't want to sign up just yet. And she just kept, you know, kept calling and pressuring me to do so. And so now I just want my refund back.
If you're saying that Jane was calling you, right, to get you on board, right? So If you already made your mind that you don't want to sign up, so why did you?
Well, I didn't say I didn't want to sign up, but I just told her that I wasn't trying to sign up right now.
All right, but you did sign up right away, right? So if you already made your mind that you don't want to sign
up. Yeah, after I was on the phone with her, basically how I'm on the phone with you right now, I was on the phone with her. And she just basically what you're doing is what she kept doing.
But that's at this point, you know what happened, right? We can do your refund, but it will be hurts our credibility of our account, you know, our merchant partners. So if you allow me, I can go ahead and again, I'm saying this, if you will continue work with us, that would be more fine for me, more, you know, more good, it's a good thing for us. Or even you don't want to continue right away, I can hold your project, and whenever you want to continue, you can come, you just come back and we will start from there.
So you guys can't give a refund or what? What's the problem?
We can do that, right? But what I'm saying to you...
Well, then why aren't you doing it? That's what I need you to do. I don't want to do anything else but that.
We can do. Go ahead and refund your amount. There's not a problem, right? But what I'm saying,
okay.
you just mentioned that, like, you don't want to sign up right away, right? So we can hold this project, and whenever you want to come back and start the project, like, in this week, next month, so we will start from there.
Yeah, no, it's fine, Sam. It's fine. I just want the refund right now.
So at the end, there is no point to retain you, right?
No.
Well, okay. So at this point, if I will request you, right? So will you accept my request? As based on this relationship which we are being in since 50 minutes, can you accept my last request? Hello?
Can I accept what?
The last request which I'm going to be doing right now. Actually, we will go ahead and open your amount, right? But it's right now, it will be hurt our, you know, merchant credibility. So if you allow me, right, so what I can do, I will refund your amount on 1st June. 1st June. That's fine. Because right now is the end of the month, right? And our refund, the cycle will start from the 1st June till 5th June, the first week of the every month, of each month, right? So, that's the thing. Our refund cycle is already run away, right? Like in this month. So, next month, on Jan, it will be start in the first week. So, I will refund your amount in first week.
Can I trust that?
Yeah, you could. Definitely. This is my words to you. You don't need to worry about anything. You will have your amount in the first week of June, right? I will share with you the dashboard screenshot of our merchant dashboard. So it will be the proof. You have the proof that you can show to your bank then where is your money and all that stuff. In the first week of June, you will have that.
Okay. Yeah. If you can provide a screenshot.
I will provide you once we will go ahead and refund your amount. So the merchant will generate a screenshot for the client, so I will share with you in the first week of January. It's June.
Okay. So I'm going to get the screenshot in June, or do I get the screenshot now?
You will get a screenshot on June, on the first week of June. Because once we will refund your amount, then merchant will generate a screenshot. So we need to do a refund first. So as I mentioned to you, our refund cycle will run of the first week of June.
Okay.
Mhm. Are you okay with that?
All right. Yeah. I mean, yeah. As long as I can trust you, yeah, it's fine.
Oh, that's great, sir. Thank you so much for trusting us. Right. My billing will going to email you, right? So you will receive email from our billing department today, so you will reply them back with your acknowledgement. They will mention all the things in that email that they will refund you on the first week of June. They will mention the date as well, so you will have to give the acknowledgement. So once I have the acknowledgement, then we will put your refund in the queue So on the first week of June, we will go ahead and refund your amount.
Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anything else I can help you with, buddy?
No, that's about it. I appreciate it.
Okay. Again, I'm just requesting there's no point to retain you and there's no point to continue the business with us.
Yeah, at least, you know, just not right now. Not right now. Maybe later.
Again, I can give you this offer, right? We can hold this project and we can continue whenever you want me. So we will start from here and your money, we will not touch your money, right? Your money will stay.
Nah, it's fine. Just send the refund. It's fine.
Okay, that's fine. So on the first week of June, we will go ahead and proceed with that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Thank you very much, sir. Take care.
Yeah, appreciate it. You too.